Inside the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, a slideshow of photos are being projected on a screen. In one snapshot, a woman with glasses poses with her bowling team. In another, she sports a hard hat while standing next to former President Bill Clinton. As the photos progress, the snapshots turn from black and white to color, and the woman's hair begins to gray, but she's always smiling. The subject of these photographs is Maudine Sanders. The Springdale resident passed away in March, and at a press conference yesterday, it was announced that she bequeathed $100,000 to the Shiloh Museum. Museum Director Alan Lord was surprised when she learned of the gift.
I got a call from the executor, and I had no idea. When she passed, we, of course, went to the funeral and heard a lot of good things, and we spoke about her at some length, and that was in March. But to know that she was able to put the financial backing behind that, of course, it felt wonderful, and, you know, just makes us love her even more.
Lord says the bequest speaks to Sanders' generosity. The director says Sanders could have given to other causes, which she did, but Lord is particularly thankful for Sanders caring about the museum and its future. The director says Sanders was so influential for the museum and for other things she accomplished in Springdale. When the current museum was built in 1990, for example, Sanders pushed for a bigger space. She also helped create and publish the 1,700-page History of Washington County book, and was on the Board of Trustees when an endowment fund was established for the museum in 1992.
For right now, the $100,000 is going right into the endowment, so again, we won't touch that money. It's an emergency fund, but more likely it'll be a fund where we use the money, the interest from it, to do different projects that we see are important in the museum in the long run. And the board of directors, the trustees of the museum, are the ones who will make those decisions as the time goes on. But we've had it for now 19 years, our endowment, and we haven't touched it yet. But there will be a time where that money is going to be very important to moving forward for us.
Lord explains there are a number of upcoming projects at the museum.
We have several big ticket items that we're working on, including the restoration of the Shiloh Meeting Hall, the old Odd Fellows building, including our exhibit hall, including caring for our collections. We're running out of space a little bit, and the digitization of our photo collection. So those are some big ticket items that we're going to be working on in the next 5 to 10 years, and it may be that at some point the board of directors will choose to use some of that money from the principal of the endowment to work for some of those projects.
In addition to her work with the museum, Sanders was also involved with a number of other organizations, including First United Methodist Church and Springdale Kiwanis.
She really was, knowing Springdale history, I don't think there's anyone who was more important as a woman in Springdale history than Maudine. Everyone knew her. She touched everyone's lives. She made projects happen. And even if you didn't know her directly, you knew that she helped with the building fund of the church, or she was doing something with Kiwanis Project, doing to an educational fund or something. She touched people's lives in so many ways.
Several of the people who were influenced by Sanders attended Tuesday's press conference. Dr. Marcia Jones, treasurer of the Museum Board of Trustees, Jim Morris, former executive director of the Springdale News, and Charlotte Steele from First United Methodist Church all shared their memories of Maudine Sanders.
One of the very first people that I met as a board member was Maudine Sanders. And you didn't just meet Maudine, you were impressed by Maudine. She was an imposing figure to us all. And those 25 years or so, I was a younger girl then. And she was even more imposing, more impressive, because she was one of the first women of Springdale that I knew that was an icon in her own right. She was an icon to this museum. She was an icon in the community.
Marcia hit it right when she said Maudine was an imposing figure. For those of you who don't know, I went to work at the Springdale News when I was 13 years old. And one of the first people I met was Maudine, because she was the bookkeeper at that time. So if you want to get paid, you had to get acquainted with Maudine. And she was, can be quite intimidating sometimes, but we all grew to love her over a period of time, and I think there are some ex-employees here who remember some of the better moments with her.
And I remember her. She always had a bright smile and a cheerful disposition. But I'm here to talk about that she was a member of the First United Methodist Church and a very faithful member. And she lived her faith by enriching so many people. And she worked side by side with the community and the church. And she lived as Jesus taught, to reach out to others to help enrich their lives, not just for today, but for the future. Her wisdom and guidance was awesome. She gave tirelessly of her time, energy, and resources on any committee or board that she was a member of.
You can hear extended comments by speakers at yesterday's press conference at ozarksatlarge.com.